Well, it's hugely exciting for Portsmouth and for Britain. I mean, at so many different levels. There's the excitement of the race itself and the fact we've got in Ben the world's greatest sailor and now an amazing team around him. There's the excitement of that, but there's also the regeneration of Portsmouth. We've seen jobs created. We're going to see something like 500,000 extra tourists going to Portsmouth during this time. But there's also a much bigger picture, which is, Prime Minister, what I'm most interested in, which is the inspiration this will give. Inspiration to young people about the sport of sailing, obviously, but also inspiration to the whole country, because at heart, this is obviously a great sporting event, but at heart it's also about high-tech engineering. It's about high-performance management and creating something incredible, and I think that can have a real knock-on effect for our whole economy.
What about when you first decided that this was an idea and this was something that you wanted to get into? Because I remember Ben coming to meet you here in Downing Street to sell you his vision and his idea for the team and what he wanted to do in Portsmouth and what he wanted to do with this America's Cup team. When did you decide this is something we have to be part of?
I didn't find this a difficult decision to make, and I'm sure taxpayers won't begrudge the £7.5 million the government's put in, because, you know, the America's Cup is an extraordinarily important event. Ben has enormous public support as such a great sailor. It's obvious that Portsmouth will benefit from the sport and from all the money going in. Having looked at the plans there are to give the spectators, you know, a good experience and plenty to see, as we did at the Olympics, I think that helps. Obviously, having Sir Ben helps because he's a household name. Also, the America's Cup is well known, and it's well known Britain hasn't held it for so many years or won it for so many years. So I think people can get really involved in it. I think we need to do a good job in explaining, you know, how many challenges there are to get, you know, over the final finishing line. People have got to understand the process more. But I think once we've got that done, people will really see, you know, what fun this is going to be.
And what about the feel-good factor? You touched on it a moment ago, but that feel-good factor that sport brings, that success in sport brings the country, that it brings the government. I mean, how does that translate? I mean, is there a financial fallout from that? How positive is it in terms of not just a feel-good factor, but going beyond that?
Well, there's definitely a feel-good factor. When, you know, British teams, British athletes, British sportsmen and women do well, there's definitely a feel-good factor across the country. It makes us feel proud. It gets us excited. But there's a bigger effect, which as Prime Minister I'm interested in, which is it's a great advertisement for the country. It encourages tourism. It inspires young people to take up sport. But also it's a great advert for your country. And in the case of sailing, because there's so much high-tech engineering, you know, because you've got sort of Formula One style companies getting involved in the materials, the aerodynamics, the engineering, the technology, there's an enormous spin-off there demonstrating that Britain's a country that does great things, just as we're involved in putting that probe on the asteroid, so we are involved in building and designing the world's most advanced sailing ships so that we can win great races.
There are lots of lessons and lots of parallels, aren't there, between the world of Formula One as it is now and certainly the British industry of motorsport and what the BAR team are trying to do. I think they're using McLaren probably as their blueprint for sporting success, not just on the water but off it too.
I think that's right. This was one of the things that struck me when Ben came to see me and wanted government support for the project, is I've got a lot of the Formula One industry in my own constituency, and I go and visit these amazing factories where there are, you know, 400 highly paid, highly skilled engineers, you know, making one car. And, you know, when you first see that, it blows your mind because you realise the amount of technology and innovation and thought that goes into that one car has enormous spin-offs. You know, we the things we discover in Formula One in terms of materials and aerodynamics, they have applications for everything from wheelchairs to ordinary manufacturing processes. So I think thinking about this a bit like Formula One is a good way to think about it, because Formula One has brought so many benefits in terms of industrial technology and innovation to Britain, and I think, you know, these very advanced sailing ships can do the same thing.
As you said, there are many races in the lead up to Bermuda 2017, which is the Cup proper. If BAR were to win that and bring it back to British waters, what would that mean? What would that mean for the country as a whole?
Oh, it would be a triumphant moment if that were to happen. But as we all know, there are so many races, so many events that need to go right between then and now. So I won't jinx it by making any predictions. All I know is, look, we've got a great team in Sir Ben. We've got a great icon. Portsmouth is right behind it. The country's behind it. It seems to me that all the pieces are being put in place for Britain to have a really good fighting chance.
Prime Minister, you know a thing or two about races to the finish and crossing the finish line first. Any advice for Ben and the boys ahead of the race weekend in Portsmouth when they take on those other teams on the Portsmouth waters?
Well, I suppose the races I've been involved in are a bit different in that I suppose when you're sailing, you can sort of see how you're getting on as the campaign progresses, whereas all I had to go on was the opinion polls. I suppose the thing I learned is if you've got a good plan, stick to it, and that's the right way through. But I wouldn't dare give Sir Ben any lessons on that. He certainly knows a thing or two about comebacks. I'll give him that.
Are you good at sailing yourself? Do you like sailing boats?
I used to sail a bit, and I enjoy it, but I don't have a great record. I think I'm one of the only people actually in history not to just capsize on Datchet Reservoir, but I actually managed to sink an Enterprise on, I think it was an Enterprise, a Wayfarer Enterprise, is that
possibly,
right size?
Possibly,
I actually sunk one during a sailing course, which is quite hard to do. So I won't be giving any sailing tips to Sir Ben and the team.
And you won't be getting any call-ups by the sound of it either.
I don't think they need my extra weight on the boat.
Thank you so much for speaking to us. I
my
really
pleasure.
Appreciate it.
My pleasure.